This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
And I was saying,
what are you laughing at?
The video.
Oh, sorry,
we just
recorded
for
the
socials.
Video for Michaela Hayes's 10 plus 1.
Michaela Hayes, Michaela we should Hayes. Call her.
Hekayla Mays.
Hekayla Mays. That's good. That's kind of like Theresa May. Yes, 10 plus 1.
Thanks for starting the podcast without saying hi.
I was saying this. Do you know what video, what bit of Love Hate RTE player shared yesterday, which is just one of my absolute faves?
Oh, hold on. Give me a clue.
It's of Nidge.
Thanks, Gard.
Of course, I love that.
Have you a Gard?
No.
No?
So, do you know, obviously, Tom Vaughan Lawler is in these sacred vows
yes.
now. So, like, maybe everyone's feeling like a bit of Nidge nostalgia. Mm-hmm. But this is one of my favourites. So violent and so horrible. But, you know, when he's like... Yeah, they shared that video. So, when Donna is out, like, walking around and Nidge is like, come here, I've something to tell you about Siobhan. Like, what, is she okay? Come into the car and I'll tell you. You personally fucking tell me what they have to shove your fat fucking face. But that's it. Sorry, I didn't do that too well. But basically, it's.
I'll personally throw acid over your fat fucking face.
Get out of me fucking car. Anyway, not great by me, but very good
when Fran
by Tom
goes
Von
and shaves
Lawler.
Her hair.
Yes.
And she's like,
poor Donna. It is Donna, isn't it?
It is Donna, yeah.
Donna has an awful time.
Yeah, she does, in fairness.
Because she's
a rat.
She's a rat. Watch back Love Hate and see what you think. Do you think
you
Donna's
inside,
a rat?
Are you inside Donna?
Oh, it's 7711-1038. We support Nidge.
We do. But also Donna.
Of course.
And everyone involved.
Because of woke.
Actually, we probably shouldn't support Nidge. Never mind. We support Donna.
Team Donna. Yup, Donna.
You heard it here first.
Yup, over.
Hey, good morning. 3 minutes past seven. How are we? It's Wednesday, by the way.
It's flying in.
It's just Dave and Fiona with you this morning, though.
How are you?
Emma off, but hopefully we'll be back with us tomorrow morning.
Hello.
I've gotten really into a show that I don't know if it's new. I actually don't think it is because I think it's been on for a couple of years.
Okay.
But I got my housemates into it and now we're all kind of obsessed.
Yay.
It's called the 1% Club.
Oh,
I knew Callum would like it.
It's British and it's deadly.
Go on,
tell us what it's about.
It's about so Lee Mack, who comedian extraordinaire. He presents it. There is 100 players surrounding him.
Mm-hmm. It's a game show.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is the main host and he will ask you kind of riddles.
Right.
And they knock people out every round. So it goes from like 90% of people will get this question correct. You know, 75% of people will get this question correct. 60% will get this correct.
Mm.
All the way down to 1% club. So you get 1% of people of the entire population will get this question correct. So it's kind of riddles and, you know, interesting things. It's so good. However, there was a guy on it yesterday who was talking, because Lee Mack, every time they do like a question and someone gets it wrong, all right, he'll talk to someone and he'll be like, oh, tell me about yourself or whatever. And there's one guy on it last night who says, oh yeah, I want to break the record for the most amount of fish fingers eaten in a minute.
I mean, don't we all?
He said the Guinness World Record for most fish fingers eaten in a minute was 10. And all of us, every single one of my housemates, just went, I could do that.
Yeah.
So we've decided that later on today we're going to do a fish finger challenge. Who can eat the most fish fingers in a minute?
Please document this heavily.
Do you think that that's worthy of documentary?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, if we don't chicken out, we will be tomorrow's show talking about how many fish fingers I can eat in 60 seconds.
There's no chicken.
I think I could do 10.
I think so. It's one of those things that sounds easy, but is it going to be like torture?
I wonder. I've watched. I was practicing last night. I was watching some guys on YouTube. Just do it. Now, they did like 20 in a minute, but I think they're in America, so don't worry about them.
Okay, so they don't count.
Yeah, no. I think the Guinness World Record.
Fake news.
The Guinness World Record is only for Ireland and the UK. I'm pretty sure. I've had a little bit of a love-hate relationship with Vinted recently. Mm-hmm. Vinted, if you don't know, an app that you can go on, you can sell your old clothes, you can buy people's old clothes, and it's a good way of being sustainable, you know, sustainable king.
And making a few quid.
And making a few quid
bob with what's in your wardrobe.
That's right. Now, I don't have much on my Vinted. I have like three things.
Mm-hmm.
And they're old Whoop bands.
Love it.
So like I have the MG, which is like the newer one, but like there was a version before, which was the Whoop 4.0. And so I have like three Whoop bands up there.
Okay.
And yeah, they've been up there for a while. That's
all right.
It.
All
they're
right.
not doing very well.
No. Have you done the right hashtags, Dave?
I haven't, I don't think. Yeah. I haven't boosted or anything like that. But what I've realised is that people are very brave. And they... What they do is, I have the Whoop bands up, which, by the way, they go for quite a lot of money. Like,
yeah.
They're expensive when you buy them new. And these things are basically new. They're really clean. And I have
really
them up
clean.
For, well, like, that's quite the one thing I look for in vintage.
You haven't been jumping
purchases.
In mud puddles with your Whoop
no,
bands?
No, I haven't. They're very clean. They're not sweaty at all.
Oh,
they've
lovely.
Been all washed and they're all work. And I have them up for €20. They usually go for, like brand new, they go for like 50 or 60.
Okay,
do you know what
so
I mean?
So that's great.
So it's like, grab 20 quid. People, without a doubt, will always decide to bid the lowest amount that they can possibly bid,
yeah.
which is €12. And I'm always like, come on, you're having a laugh.
Yeah.
And then I just decline and I
Ignore.
Put it up to 15. And then they go, okay. And I'm like, great, I've made a sale. And then they never buy it.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
kind of my thing with Vinted at the moment. So I was like, right, grand, if other people can... do that, then I can start bidding. And I was doing that thing at the start where I was like, oh, I'll just buy out straight.
Yeah.
But then I've started making bids. And I
okay.
usually get them for a couple of euro off.
Good.
I came across these North Face shorts
Lovely.
The other day on Vinted and they were up for €12. And I was like, grand, €12 for North Face.
Deez.
Yeah, real deez, like. And so I said, oh, okay, €12. I'm still gonna try and get a quid off,
oh, yeah.
right? So I decide to offer €11.
Whoa,
€1
Dave.
Off, you know, I still think
Alan Sugar over here.
€11, right? And then I get a message.
Oh no!
Don't be a cheapskate.
That's a bit of crack now.
Could barely buy a pint with this.
That's the economy. That's not you, man.
So
we're
I
all
take,
trying to stay alive.
I take back my offer.
That's
and I,
so and embarrassing.
And I offer €9. I've got this guy where I want.
You sure do.
Chap, are you serious? Fella desperate for a pair of shorts. Won't even pay an extra euro. So I cancel my offer and I offer him €7.
Come on, come on, come on, chap. You're
he
getting goes, poetry out of this guy.
He goes, yeah, nice one, bro. And I send back some laughy emojis.
Just to say, we've just been having a bit of fun
having
here.
Some fun.
It's
here.
The new bartering culture and we're just enjoying ourselves jovially.
So far he has thanked me for being a cheapskate and desperate for a pair of shorts. I offer €7. He said, nice one, bro. I sent some laughing emojis. He says, fella sells Whoop watches.
Oh my God. Stop.
I never felt more slagged in my entire life.
No,
fella sells Whoop watches.
This guy is an artist. And like all he's, the only person he's slagging you to is yourself. Like it's giving big group of lads like that he's doing this, but it's just him in his bedroom and you. And that's the beauty of this.
So I take back my offer. And I offer €6.
Yes. Yes.
Then he says, cool, fat arms.
Oh. Oh.
And then...
Why? Where, like, do your Whoops like measure big or something?
No, they're just... I have the Whoop on my wrist. Which is actually quite famously
very skinny. Oh, so you show the wrist in your picture?
Yeah, to show the Whoop being on.
I thought it was like Whoop strap, like size large or something.
Fat arms. And then I was like, yeah, and then I was like, okay, that's still quite funny.
Yeah,
and then he kind of lost me with this one. Fella picks his bum with them fat fingers.
Oh, that takes it to a new kind of, a new level.
So I sent back a sad face emoji.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, good boy.
Right.
And he goes, stick a tenner in there.
That's all he needed to do.
Offer a tenner there, he says. I said, I tried, bro, but my fat fingers couldn't hit the buttons.
Chap's so desperate for a tenner on Vinton. Chap's sweating for a tenner.
Fella sells whoop watches.
Hey, put a tenner in there, please. Listen, did you know it's breakup season?
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Cuffing season is over. I've observed this because I've noticed a lot of people breaking up for good, for the better, mostly.
I don't know anyone and who's been breaking
do
up
you not?
Recently, no.
I feel like flat out wall to wall for me.
Wall.
Honestly, since my wedding, I feel like it's been... So
no,
I don't know if that
no
was just a really unromantic day.
No,
that
no
people were like, I don't ever want this level of commitment.
People saw your love and said, we'll never get there.
People saw their love and said, I don't want that, you're dumped. But apparently breakup season is a thing. Like it comes from just before Christmas to early March because it's driven by high stress, financial pressure and the desire to avoid bringing a partner home for Christmas or spending money on presents.
Okay.
So there's a reason behind this. It ends after, or it starts after cuffing season and it's followed by a spring clean in
ooh
March. Okay.
Okay, that's good.
So if you don't want to be sprung cleaned out of your relationship, two TV show phenomenons I would advise not to take inspo from. Obviously, my whole life at the moment, because I just don't have much going on, is measured by what TV I watch. So over the weekend, I flew through Bridgerton, the new season. There's 4 episodes and then they release the rest in a little while so that you have to keep your Netflix subscription. Very clever that way.
Very clever.
They're very crafty. And then obviously I've been watching Love Island as well.
Yeah.
And now just to say, if you want your Love Island fix more so than I'm about to talk to you right now, we do have a Love Island podcast hosted by our very own Michaela Hayes. It's called Mi Casa, Su Casa. You can find it on the Go Loud app and she's got Shaq this week.
Shaq from this
Shaq
season.
From Love Island. Freshly dumped.
Oh my God, straight off the island.
Freshly dumped, but we'll have him.
Into the studio with Michaela
straight
Hayes.
Straight in. He's a straight off the plane.
Fair play.
Nothing beats a jet to holiday. Yes, it does. It's an interview with Michaela Hayes. So that's what's happening. But, so two very disappointing men in recent TV consumption by me, spanning 3 centuries, because obviously Bridgerton is set in the 1800s. Love Island.
And Love Island
is
the 1900s.
Just people to not take lessons from if you don't want to be part of this spring clean. Scott from Love Island, mm-hmm. A. And Benedict Bridgerton, B. So Scott has been in a couple with Leanne, as most of us know. And sorry if this is boring to you if you don't watch, but maybe you need to learn a lesson, okay? So this American girl, Cher, has been like giving him a bit of attention, pulling him for a chat in the terrace and saying like, I want to get to know you, what's the crack? Like, are you interested in that? And he's saying, I'm open.
Yeah.
Which we're getting to the stage, it's like, well, what are you doing? What are you fannying around for? You're like, what, like, are you in this relationship or not? So he told Leanne, this doesn't change anything between the two of them. It's actually just his side quest. Which
okay
is always great to hear.
Yeah.
To which...
Don't worry about me cheating on you, love.
It's a side quest. It's a side quest, for God's sake. Leanne surprisingly didn't love that. And she responded with this singer.
Well, no, if anyone's not putting me in a triangle in any other situation, I would never ever sit there and be in a triangle.
Leanne, you're not a triangle.
This is a triangle.
This is not a triangle.
So what shape is it then?
I liked that.
Just a really big line that I feel like is going to be...
And it would throw Scott off as well.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know. I don't know any other shapes.
It's kind of like a pyramid.
Yeah, it's a scheme, question mark. Okay, so then let's take it back a few centuries to Benedict Bridgerton. Now, Benedict loves a maid called Sophie, okay, but that's not acceptable in that society because Benedict's from a noble family, aristocratic, and it's not acceptable for him to love a maid because it right would ruin her career and he needs to marry in the same rank,
okay,
whatever.
Much like yourself.
Well, much like myself. Unsuccessful comedians must marry each other. But he's trying to figure out how he can be with her and not like ruin her career and not create a scandal. So he lands on this.
I meant it when I said you deserve better. And I'm determined to give it the all, Sophie. Be my mistress.
Oh,
I know.
What an awful question.
Everyone watching dried up immediately, which is not what you expect. So just to say, if anyone's trying to avoid spring cleaning, Don't ask someone to be your side quest. Don't put them in a triangle. Don't ask them to be your mistress. Maybe say, let's be in a straight line.
Fantastic advice.
Maybe say, be my love. Mm. And you don't specify what that means.
Be my side quest.
Hey, be my girl. Be my girl. And that's all.
Cat's Eye and Gabriella, Spin 103 with Emma, Dave and Fiona. 20 to 8, good morning. And later on, after 8 o'clock, we are going to be playing the Tricky 10. 10 quiz questions, you get them all right, you win €1,000. You top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you will win a fuzzy charged snooty. If you want to play, all you got to do, open up WhatsApp right now and send us the word tricky. Send it to 087-711-1038.
Very nice. Shut Up Barbarella is what Twain calls that
song. Shut Up Barbarella?
He was like, what's that song,
Gabriella?
Shut Up Barbarella? I was like, what are you talking about? And then I was like, oh, yeah. Okay, very good. His like version of Spin songs is just like a category
own. What's the Ed Sheeran one?
It's changed. It used to be, let's go, instead of Sapphire.
Sapphire.
But now it's become the wig, the glasses, the catchphrase, everything, which is not part of the song, but it's from Extras, which is like an old Ricky Gervais show.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Where he was in this show called When the Whistle Blows, and he wore a wig and glasses, and he had a catchphrase which was, "Are you having a laugh? Is she having a laugh?" And like the link between that and Ed Sheeran Sapphire, none.
Nothing. Love the way your husband's mind works.
So now we call that song Everything, and now we call Cat's Eye Barbarella.
Thank you.
And then what else? If you want to dance,
take my hand.
Yeah. He just says, thank God to dance.
Miles
you
Smith.
Only got to dance. Miles Smith. Miles Smith is just dancing in every line of that song. There's only dance. Poor Miles Smith.
Is the radio
wrecked.
A bit muffled in your house or something?
Do you know what? Maybe it is. I think the Alexa might have fell behind the chest of drawers.
So yeah, okay.
Could be stuck behind a few socks. And to be honest, he is getting his ears syringed today, actually.
Oh.
So maybe after this, he's going to hear the lyrics all anew.
He's going to know them all.
It's going to be crap.
There will be. I prefer his version of the songs. They're much better. Sorry, so he's going to get his ear syringe.
Yeah.
Is this in one of those places where it's like, no wax, no pay?
He just got it at the GP, like the nurse at the GP does it. Mm-hmm. But I think you can get it in Specsavers. Options are available.
Nice.
But yeah, apparently you're a new person after.
I feel like I'd be like, for like months after.
You wanted to do it a while ago, didn't
you? I was going to, but then I didn't, and whatever problem I had fixed itself.
Are you sure? Have you just accustomed to this version of hearing now?
What?
And do you think if you...
What?
You might not never know yourself. Here, come here on a syringe reader.
This blonde pregnant woman is talking to me. I know it. €200 to give away every single day to celebrate the one where Friends comes to McDonald's. Could this collaboration be any more iconic?
I don't think it could. The exclusive Friends meal is now available and you can choose between a Big Mac, 9 McNuggets with Monica's infamous marinara sauce, or a McPlant meal, and you'll get one of 6 Friends collectibles.
Oh, very nice.
Very nice.
All right, so we've got a quiz to do. Let's go to this person on line one.
Hello?
Morning, Holly. How are you? It's Emma, Dave and Fiona and Spin.
Hey, Holly.
No way!
Yay! Were you not expecting this?
Oh my God!
Are you Scarlett?
Yeah, and do you know what? I'm only leaving the house.
That's okay.
Hello, my mum and dad. I was listening to Spin yesterday and I got all the questions right because me and my dad are like friends fanatics.
Oh, good. Okay, so you made a show with Ryan. Rian, question mark.
Rian.
Who knows for sure. Rian, okay, thank you. Holly, thank you for accepting that for us because we weren't sure. Okay, so you're a bit of a friend's nut, so you think this will be easy for you?
Yeah, I've been watching it since I was born.
That's good. That's as we all have, I think.
I remember I used to get the box sets off my mates. Like, my mates had all the box sets, so I'd borrow the box sets off them. There was no such thing as Netflix back in the day.
No. You had to put the DVD into your Shrek portable DVD player.
We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. You got to answer 3 questions correct to win the cash. And all of the answers will either be Rachel, Monica, Phoebe, Joey, Chandler, or Ross. All make sense to you?
Yeah, perfect.
All right, Holly. The very best of luck with 30 seconds on the clock. Here we go.
Okay.
Who says, how you doing?
Joey.
Who is a chef?
And Monica.
Who works in fashion?
Rachel.
Look at that.
Woohoo! So
Holly,
easy.
All the thanks to McDonald's. You have just won yourself €200 cash.
Well done, Holly. You absolutely smashed that. Do you think your dad would have gotten those as well?
Well, I told him to listen, so
hopefully,
if he's listening.
Hopefully he's playing along.
Say hello to your dad there, Holly.
Yeah. Hi, John. I told you I'd win.
Did you say Dad or Don?
Dad. Oh, oh. And John.
Oh, John. Okay, fair enough. Holly.
Dad and John.
Holly,
John.
Are you going to split the 200 euro with your dad, or is that all yours?
Well, that was all mine.
Yeah. That's what he'd want.
Just throw him a fiver.
Yeah.
Holly, congratulations. Have a fantastic day. Thanks for playing.
Bye, Holly.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Ah, Holly's
that is
nice.
So cute.
I was about to say, isn't Holly the name of the baby? But no, that's Emma.
Emma. Close.
If we could get an Emma on tomorrow, that'd be fantastic.
That'd be great.
We are playing with McDonald's the exact same time tomorrow. If you want to win yourself 200 euro cash, you know where to be. Right here on Spin.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go! Good morning, just after 8, you're at Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's just myself and Fiona this morning though. Emma back tomorrow, hopefully.
Hopefully. Very sad in my household.
Very sad.
Very sad.
The book.
Very sad. The lighthouse is dead.
We are referencing Few Cans there.
Yes.
Meg Riley.
Meg Riley, thank you so much for the work that you do for myself, Dave, and the community. We really love you and that one video, which we will quote forever, to Emma's devastation, but she hasn't
seen it. She doesn't know it.
And refuses to watch it. Very sad in my house. On Monday night, we're getting ready to kind of like ease ourselves. Well, go full throttle back into the 4-day week and just like, okay, it's going to be Tuesday after a bank holiday. We're going to be brave, whatever. And Dwayne, my husband, was like...
Can I guess what he's about to say?
Go on.
Can we get a takeaway?
No.
Oh, he doesn't say that.
He goes, at least it's Pancake Tuesday tomorrow. And I was like, no, it's not. And he was like, thank God. And I was like, it's not Pancake Tuesday.
At least it's Pancake Tuesday.
He proceeds to ask Siri, Alexa, and any other bot that we have in the house, when is Pancake Tuesday? And they all give him the answer he doesn't want, which is whenever it is. I don't
tomorrow.
Know. It's in like 2 weeks or something. So then he tries, when's Shrove Tuesday? As if the answer's going to be different.
I like this man. This is a loophole dude. This is a guy who looks for loopholes.
He's like, there's pancake mix in the shop. And pans. And I'm like, there's also Easter eggs. It's not Easter yet. Like, it's January, February now. And then last night, I was going to my yoga. And he was like, don't forget, when you come back, pancakes. I was like, there's not going to be any pancakes. It's not Pancake Tuesday.
I would never tell you it wasn't Pancake Tuesday.
I know, I felt mean. I did feel mean. I feel bad. So we're going to do Pancake Wednesday tonight.
Shrove Wednesday,
and just
nice.
Shrove Wednesday. Get it trending. And I encourage you and your household to...
Good practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Get the ashes on your forehead while you're at it as well.
Yeah. Oh my God, do both at once.
Yeah.
Yep.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Tricky,
10. For now, though, it's that time of the day again. It's the Tricky 10. Do you want to win one of the last Fuzzy Charged Snooties available on planet Earth? Or do you want to win €1,000 cold hard cash? If you get 10 out of 10, then you've come to the right place.
Absolutely. Maggie and Lucy are on to play. What's the plan for the day?
I'm going to work and I'm dropping Lucy to school.
Very nice.
Very good. Hi, Lucy. What class or year is Lucy in?
I'm in fifth.
Fifth year or fifth class?
Fifth class.
Oh, it's a tough class.
Is it?
When it's all starting for a little girl.
Mm,
when you're on the outskirts of womanhood, just looking in, getting ready. No, I hope that's going well for you, Lucy.
And Maggie, what's the plan for you for the day?
I'll drop Lucy and then go into work for the day.
What do you do, Maggie?
Good. I'm a bookkeeper. I work locally in Ashburn.
Oh lovely. Nice. Okay, very good.
You live in Meath, do you, Maggie?
We live in Meath, yeah. We're living in Ashburn.
Very nice. I'm a Meath man myself. How often do you go to Emerald Park?
Not enough.
Oh, Lucy.
Good answer,
you're
Lucy.
Dead right.
Great answer, Lucy.
Yeah.
Get that kid a brand deal. She knows what she's doing.
All right, Maggie and Lucy, we are going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win a brand new fuzzy charged snoodie to get cozy this winter. And if you answer all 10 questions correctly, we'll give you €1,000 on the spot, just like that. Now, Ross is currently on top of the leaderboard with a score of 7. He got that in 55 seconds. Do you think you can beat him, girls?
We're going to do our best. Who knows?
Oh, we believe in you guys.
That's all you can do.
All right.
Maggie and Lucy, the best of luck. Fiona's going to ask your questions and she's going to count you in.
Ready, girls?
Yeah.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, start the clock. What is 100 divided by 10?
10.
How many houses do you need on a property to turn it into a hotel in Monopoly?
4.
I is what number letter of the alphabet?
9.
The Olympic flag has how many rings?
5.
In a standard deck of cards, an ace can count as 11 or what other number?
Say again?
In a standard deck of cards, an ace can count as 11 or what other number?
1.
How many solo studio albums has George Ezra released?
3.
Spurs have won how many Premier League games this season?
2.
How many counties make up the province of Munster?
6.
Cinderella had how many ugly sisters?
3. 2.
Okay. Very good.
All right,
well done, girls.
Maggie and Lucy, you were both very good there. Maggie, you were very quick at answering. How do you think you did?
Very unsure. No.
That's often the way after this, but I feel like everyone always does better than they think they did. Yeah. I think that was pretty good.
And Lucy, did you think you did well? Do you think your mum did well?
Kind of.
Don't hold back, Lucy. You don't go to Emerald Park enough. You think your mom did kind of well.
Well, the only thing I have to say is we only got through 9 questions.
Yeah.
But let's see how you did in those 9 questions.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Woo! A score of 7 as well.
Very good. And in 55 seconds. So does that mean a tie?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay, that's interesting, guys.
Okay, I've no idea what to do with the tie. What do we do with the tie?
We just keep playing.
Oh. We keep playing.
Someone else might.
Okay, very
good. Two snooties.
We'll have to split the snootie in two.
All right, Maggie and Lucy, a fantastic score. Really, really well done. That was brilliant. And Maggie, I feel like you were going through all of them and I was just going, yeah, correct. You missed out on 2 Spurs of how many Premier League games this season? You said the answer was 2. The actual answer is 7 they've won. And Cinderella had how many ugly sisters? You said, I think 3, and there is only 2.
You did say 2 then, but we have to.
I panicked on that one.
And at the final hurdle, because you've been doing so well.
Absolutely.
But still, that was a great score.
Maggie and Lucy, we've had fun playing with you. I hope you've had fun playing with us and have a fantastic day.
Absolutely. Thanks a million. Bye.
Bye.
I would have also said 3 ugly sisters, I think.
Really?
I think I would. Is that stupid?
Well, no, it's not. That's not stupid.
Why am I thinking of 3 ugly sisters?
Well, I guess, like, there's 3 sisters, including Cinderella, maybe. But yeah, like, there's 2 ugly sisters.
I feel like maybe it's like another fairy tale.
The mom is evil.
Yeah.
Well, I guess things are in threes in fairy tales.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It was definitely one of those ones because when I wrote these questions this morning, it was that I thought the Monopoly one was 5 houses. So when I wrote it, I initially attributed 5.
I never would have got that one.
Did some double check. She did great.
She did really
good.
All I kept doing was correct.
Yeah.
This is the first time where we've someone on level score and level time.
Yeah. Oh, so very interesting.
Ross yesterday got 7 and 55 seconds and only answered 9.
Mm.
And then this morning, Maggie and Lucy did 7 and 55 seconds and only answered 9.
Yeah.
The problem is, I've only got 1 snooty.
Yeah.
What are we going to have to do? One of them's going to have Emma's dirty one.
Oh, yeah.
Or we just do a draw.
Someone might want that.
The end of the week.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're having a show meeting.
But who knows? You never know. You could come on tomorrow. You could get 8. You could get 10. You could win that grand as well.
Top that
leaderboard. Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. We play at the same time tomorrow. Be with us, won't you? I was asking you last week, could I go while Pippa was away on Pippa's My Girlfriend, while she was away with work, could I go and stay in her apartment? Mm-hmm. Didn't want to say it to her in case she said no. And then I was like, no, you have to ask her. So I was like, right, fine, I won't. But I did want to do something nice for her.
Aww.
Just because I kind of like her. You know?
Whoa.
Sometimes she's
big words.
Sometimes she's alright.
Dave likes his girlfriend.
So what I did was I went and bought her some slippers that she wanted. And what?
Did you get the ones that we were saying to get?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, gorgeous. That's a beautiful prezi.
Yeah, I went into BT's to get them.
No less.
And so I just thought it would be nice for her to arrive home from work and have, like, from, like, a long, because she was away for a week.
Yeah.
So, in America. So, I wanted her to arrive home and be a bit happy because she had a long week.
Yeah,
so
put the feet straight into the
slippers. As soon as she opened up the door, she'd see a Brian Thomas bag with the slippers in it. Aww. And I also got her sunflowers, which is her favourite. Sunflowers. Her favourite flowers. So, it was real, real cute. Anyway, moving on. I got all that. And then I arrived into her apartment. And I was like, right, I'll just clean up a little bit first before I start putting the flowers, because there was the old flowers there already.
So you want to get rid of those?
Exactly, right.
Change the water.
Got the old flowers and I put them in the bin or whatever. And then I said, you know what, the bin's a bit smelly, I'll do the bins now as well. And so I take out the bin and I'm going to go bring it downstairs into the bin place. So I take out the bin and the bin.
Gosh.
Bin juice all over the floor.
No.
I'm freaking out. If you remember that episode of Friends where Chandler tries to do something nice for Monica and clean her apartment.
Yes.
And then Ross comes in, he's like, dude, you can't change things. Like, what are you doing? Pippa's kind of similar. So
right.
I was terrified, right? Okay, so I'm like, okay, there's bin juice all over the floor. Clean that up. So I just cleaned it up. I had to put the bin in the sink and figure out how to bring the bin downstairs without it kind of getting water and bin juice everywhere. I had to put it in another bin bag, which I found after 10 minutes. I thought there was no other bin bags.
Wow.
Anyway, brought that down, all good. So then I have to clean up the bin juice. I arrive back into the apartment, it stinks of bin.
Oh god.
I'm cleaning it up with the kitchen towels, and then I'm like, right, find some spray. And so the first thing I see, spray. And then I go back out of the apartment, I come back in, I was like, god, what is that? It's vinegar is what I've just sprayed the floor with.
Like white wine vinegar. Yeah. Yeah.
It's what I've just sprayed the apartment with. So I walk back in. The first time I walked in, it was bin juice. The second time I walk in, it's just pure vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this is horrendous. This is not good. Finally, I find the right spray. Spray that and it's like apple scent or whatever.
Perfect.
All good. I then go to put her new sunflowers in a vase, fill that up with water. As I'm filling it up with water, I noticed, and this is the second time I've bought her sunflowers where there is a bug on it. There was a giant spider hanging from the sunflower. I go,
oh my God.
And spill water all onto the floor. I'm at this point going, I am never doing anything nice for anyone ever again. This is a nightmare.
Oh, what a bloody palaver.
So then I fill up the thing and I put the spider into the sink.
Okay.
And then I fill up the water and then I put the vase where it's meant to be. And then I go to look back at the sink. The spider's gone.
No
idea where the spider is. So I just kind of left it and I was like, it should be,
it'll be somewhere,
it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Surely it's down the hole of the sink. It's definitely not, it's somewhere in the apartment. Sorry, Pippa. And then I think the last thing I needed to do was like empty the tulips that were on her like sitting room table and spilled them as well, because I picked them up and be like, what's the story here? Like, do I have to cut these whatever. Water droplets all over the table and stuff like that. It was a disaster. It was an absolute disaster.
I mean, by the time you get to the stage of the tulips, you think you'd maybe pick it up gently just be rallying it out of it. But it seems like you were
I don't learn from my mistakes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wow.
But it was the thought that counted.
Do you know what? Flower juice can smell worse than bin juice sometimes. It actually can be stanking if they've been in there long enough.
Really?
And like the bottoms of them get a bit rotten and like they kind of melt down and all.
I wrote a little note for her and it was basically just like, you know, present, tick. Flowers, tick. And I was like, tulips, watered, tick. And I was like, water spilled, tick. Water cleaned up, tick. Bin, done. Milk, done. Got it all. I really am the whole package. But if you saw me in that apartment, honestly, like, I'd say there was people on the other end of the apartment looking through the window just going, this fella hasn't.
I hope so.
Clue.
I hope Pippa has a little nanny cam for you, because she probably knows that you'll try and break into the gaff and she's like, I'll keep an eye on him. It's probably inside the tulip.
Yeah. AKA Mark Kinchin on the team up with Clementine or Clementine Douglas. Come find me, he's on Spin 103. We're Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good morning.
Is that real? Mark Kinchin?
Mark Kinchin,
make that up?
No, Mark Kinchin is his real name.
Wow, slay. Shout out to Mark. I have an issue. It's very much...
You have many.
Where do we start? How long do you have? It's a very first world problem, which I feel is all we can focus on at the moment.
I do love a first world problem.
Exactly. Do you know what I mean? A bit of whimsy for the girls and the guys. Right. Social media apps.
Yes.
You might be familiar.
There are many.
I'm familiar. There's a few going. And a way of expressing friendship and love these days is going onto a social media app and seeing a video that you think a loved one or a friend might identify with, relate with, or laugh at. And you send it.
I do this probably every day. Mm-hmm. And I see a TikTok and I go, ah, Fiona liked that. And yeah. I'll send it to Fiona. And
you do.
She never responds.
Well,
and she never sends me one back either.
Hey. Don't give away the game too early. Because this is the issue.
This is the issue, you're right.
Say you've got your Instagrams, you've got your TikToks, and then you've got maybe your group chats on WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. But as it stands, I have, say my two best friends who live in Dubai, we have a group chat now on Instagram, WhatsApp, and TikTok.
Oh,
and there's
yeah.
videos coming in to all three groups.
Me and my husband.
Left and right.
Yeah, WhatsApp.
And you have Snapchat
as well. Snapchat
as you well. Absolute pervert.
We don't send any video. Don't send Snap videos or whatever they are. Do you know what I mean? But like we do send like an Instagram, we have a WhatsApp and we have a TikTok.
And do you keep up with all of them?
Yeah.
Like what would you, like to what extent? Like would you do like just a heart or would you be like, haha, that's class?
Oh, we don't respond really.
Yeah.
Like we will send it in and it's just, we think you'll like this. We don't have to watch. There's no pressure to watch.
Yeah.
And it sometimes we'll just be like, did you see that TikTok I sent you? And we'll usually be like, no. And you'd be like, I sent it to you last week. No, still no. So we're kind of sending it into the abyss for no reason. It's like no one's really paying attention. But sometimes every now and again, if I'm sick of my own FYP, I'll be like, what did my friends think I'd like?
That's actually good. So you have the collection of them unlocked, like there, yeah. if ever you need to tap in.
I don't respond to anyone on TikTok. Or in, like if someone sends me a reel, I'll double tap it. But on TikTok, I feel like I can get away with it a little bit. Even Pippa sends me stuff all the time. I just double tap or leave it.
Yeah, I think that's a good rule. Like some people send me stuff on TikTok and I'm like, are you bulk sending to everyone that you follow and follows you, because you and me don't have that type of relationship. I'm not talking about you and me, Dave. Yeah, I'm talking about people who I'm like, why are you sending me stuff? It's funny, but like how is that happening?
I do get that. Now in fairness, there are some things that like I'll come across and I'll only specifically send to producer Callum.
Yeah,
or there's some things
I'll his vibe.
Yeah, or there's some things I'll come across I'll only send to Pippa, or I'll only send to my housemate Ben, or I'll only send to my mate Brian, or I'll only send to you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like things are, there's very rare a TikTok comes along where I'll send it to everyone.
And that's the hard thing, because it usually is coming from such a personal place. Mm-hmm. Like when I send someone a video, I want them to watch it immediately because I'm like, this is you. But I never write back or look at anyone that anyone else has sent me. And like I opened up TikTok the other day and Dave was like, do you ever look at the videos I send you? And I was like, well, no, to be honest. And then I scrolled through them all and I was like, these are really funny. And he was like, yeah, you idiot. Like, that's why I sent them. But what I need is for them all to be consolidated to one app.
Oh, no.
I think you should send them all via WhatsApp.
Oh.
Is that like...
all on WhatsApp?
Is that just absolute boomer behaviour?
If I want to send you a TikTok, you want me to copy the link, open up a new app, hit send to you.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my God, no. See, I have like different apps for different things. Like TikTok is just for funny videos. Instagram reels and things like that I send to producer Callum, and it's just usually us talking about radio and the industry and things like that. Same with Twitter as well, or like American politics we'll send to each other. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Things like that.
Twitter as well, like who has time?
We do have the three apps are for three different things. TikTok is stupid videos.
Yeah.
Instagram is radio chat. And then Twitter is politics.
Yeah.
There is no differentiation between
that's
who is still DMing on the cesspit that is the app formerly known as Twitter.
If me and Callum want to talk about politics, we'll go to Twitter.
That's the worst sentence I've ever heard. If you want to talk about politics, go to Twitter. Like what?
No, it's just like send each other funny things that Trump has said or something.
Of course. No, I get that.
Because it's always on Twitter.
My girlfriend doesn't have TikTok. So
no. I hate people like that.
I know, she just refuses.
Yeah.
So first of all, she will use Instagram Reels, so she'll see what I see on TikTok about 4 weeks later.
Yeah.
But if I see something on TikTok that I want to show her, I either have to save it to show her
in real life.
Oh, mother of God.
I hate that.
It's a bookmark.
Yeah. Or download the video from TikTok, because you can download some of the videos and then WhatsApp it to her. And I was like, but now I've got that video on my phone.
No, that's terrible. I don't like that. Now, everyone needs TikTok. My friend Maddie also doesn't have TikTok. And Maddie sends me YouTube shorts. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I have to draw the line somewhere. We cannot keep this. So what I'm asking this morning on 087-711-1038, voice notes welcome. One app or multi-app? Should the videos be sent via one app or multi-app? All on WhatsApp. Does that make me an absolute boomer?
It does, yeah. I think so.
Or multi-app. Can you keep up with them all?
I couldn't handle someone sending me an Instagram reel on WhatsApp.
I do get the cleanliness of it, because yeah. I do feel like there is a task to go through everything. And like, as I feel bad if I'm sending you stuff on TikTok and then I'm going to Instagram and then I feel like I'm bombarding you on many different apps.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But also, it is a bit dirty sending like an Instagram link on WhatsApp.
Why? Why is it dirty?
I don't know. I just links in general. I don't like links.
Guys. Yeah, link, no, not a link,
for
me. Is it?
Sorry, what do you think? 087-711-1038. Are you multi-app per person, or do you want all of your things sent on different apps, or just the one
app?
Send
them all on WhatsApp. I think that's easy.
087-711-1038.
How are you getting on? Okay, we're asking you this morning on 087-711-1038. A voice note's very much welcome on this. Should all videos being sent to your friends, family, loved ones be sent via one app, or all the different apps, and you log in to all the different apps and you reply to everyone on every app and you're like, ha ha that was gas, or a laughy face or a heart face?
I think your perspective is wrong, can I just say?
Okay,
because
yeah.
I feel like from your perspective you have to log on to every single app and see that people have messaged you.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm logging onto the app for myself and then I'll go, do you know what, I'm kind of done with my own For You page now. I'll go into the messages, see what the lads have sent me, or see what my mate sent me, or see what Pippa sent me. And the same with Twitter. I'll go onto Twitter and I'll be there scrolling for a while and I'll be like, oh, I have a message, I wonder what the message is, and it's from Callum and it's Trump has said something silly. Do you know what I mean? It's
no way.
It's simple as that.
It's a real glass half full, half empty thing. Like, yeah. I'm opening up TikTok and I'm like, oh my God, I have homework. Like, someone's sent me a load
of
videos.
See, that's a bad perspective to have.
It is. Whereas you're like, I have a gift.
But like, all of those ones I sent you, like, over the last couple of weeks, Fiona only watched the other day. And it was a big... And she was like, these are so funny. But like, I wouldn't send it to you if I didn't.
I would do you wrong. I wouldn't see you stuck.
I knew you'd enjoy
it. No, they were all great, all of them. And it is so true, because sometimes your For You page does get very tired and stale, especially if you watch a few videos on a certain thing and then you are stuck in like power cleaner TikTok or like American Nun TikTok and you can't get out and you really need to refresh the algorithm.
Yeah. Alright, well, 087-711-1038, are you one app or multi-app? Nicole was on.
Yes.
How are you, Nicole?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Okay, what do you think of this? Would you like all your videos sent to one app, or can you keep up with all of them?
No, I think definitely send to different apps.
Really? And so how far, like, how much, like, to what extent do you reply? Like, say on TikTok now, if someone sends you a funny TikTok.
So sometimes I like to let my TikToks build up. So people send me a message on WhatsApp that I don't want to open.
Of course.
I open their TikToks and reply to them.
Yeah, because that's the thing. It's like, I'm available on TikTok, but not on WhatsApp. Like, my mental capacity is not ready for your 8-minute voice notes.
I can't.
But I will watch the stupid videos.
I can't do that. Like, I'll say, I'll text Pippa good night, and then she'll send me a TikTok and I'll like it and I'll go, oh crap, unlike that. Because I've already said.
No, but it's like, I'm awake on TikTok, not WhatsApp. Do you know what I mean? It's like, we can't talk, but I can scroll mindlessly. Exactly. Okay, very good. Okay, so you
My
think...
social battery runs out too fast.
Exactly, but there's always some left for stupid videos on TikTok.
Exactly.
There's always some left for brain rot. Okay, I do see that point, to be fair. Nicole, they serve different purposes.
Fantastic point. I love it. Nicole, have a great day. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Nicole.
You too. Thank you.
All right, 087-711-1038. We got this voice note in as well.
In fairness, I think it's per app. But not, you know, just WhatsApp for one person and this. It's just not the same. All you get on WhatsApp is a link. You don't get that picture.
Yeah.
And you know what you're getting into. Like on TikTok, I look at something, I go, oh my God, I know what she has to send to me. Totally different. But I'll only open it when I'm on the app anyway. I'll kind of wait till I have a cup of tea time.
I can't be arsed with a link.
Really?
And it starts with HTTP.
Do you know what? I think it's because I want someone to like give me verbal praise about how good the video I sent was. Yeah, so I want people to be like, that was class, or that is me. See, or I identify.
I don't want a response. Like when I'm sending you a TikTok, I don't want you to be like, haha, this is so funny, because I'm like, ew, don't.
You're like, shut up.
Shut up. Just enjoy it. Like,
you want it too much.
Let's go! David Fiona in the morning.
Hey, good morning. We're Emma, Dave and Fiona at 4 minutes past nine. It's just myself and Fiona. Alex's five-word weather there was rain, not raining, that won't last.
I hate that.
And I'm like, that is just such a pessimistic.
So negative.
So negative.
Why do you have to be like that? The rain will stop one day, won't it?
Yes, surely.
I'm doing a bit of admin to distract myself from that. It's really time for me to do an Instagram cull. I follow 3,005 people.
You have been talking about this Instagram cull since the day I met you.
I know.
I think back in February.
I know, but I have a good idea now. I've sorted my who I'm following by earliest, and like this is a good way. Like I follow someone called Lookbook Shop, who last posted in 2012.
Oh my God.
For example. I follow someone that I shifted on my J1. I'm actually going to keep following him. He's married
just
with three kids, but he's good looking. Harry Styles, if I want to know what he's up to, it's pretty easy. I'm going to give him the unfollow.
I kind of get that.
Like, what?
I'm confused at that, but I totally get that.
What
I'm like,
can he offer me?
If something big happens in his life, I'll know about it.
Yeah, we
work in spin. We work in spin. Finger on the pulse.
Kevin McHale. Artie from Glee unfollowing.
Do you know what my favourite thing was? So I think during last summer I was re-watching Orange is the New Black, and
so
a really good TV show, but every time I'd go onto a character's Instagram it would be followed by Fiona Frawley.
Like what is right? I follow all the Orange is the New Black
like,
girls.
It could be like a character that was in it for maybe two episodes and it's like followed by Fiona Frawley.
It's ridiculous.
So check your Instagram today. If you're currently followed by Fiona Frawley, you may not be later on today.
No, I'm seriously, I'm cutting yous all loose. Urban Outfitters. I don't need to follow Urban Outfitters.
So what, we're at 3,000 at the moment, are we?
Well, we're at 2,994.
Right,
so
what do you
want
to
really
get down
quickly
to? Now, don't forget, if you do too much in one day, Instagram will be thinking...
It'll punish me.
Instagram will think you're a spam or a bot and it'll shut down your account.
Really? Oh yes. My God, I follow an Eddie Redmayne fan account. What?
Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
I was just telling you about the tube grown thing that we used to be able to buy in Art and Hobby. It was like this long, almost like as if it was a tin whistle.
Yeah.
But without the thing you blow into and without the holes. And so it was just a long tube, right?
Right.
And so then you turn it upside down and it would go, it would go like this. And Fiona said she has never heard of this.
No. You're not really selling this to me.
It was just one of those things. It was like, do you remember what else you could buy in Art and Hobby was like that little yellow stick man that you could throw at a window and it would stick and it would splat on the window. And
oh my God,
there.
The things that we would get in the Art and Hobby are so different.
the tub of like goo that you put your fingers into and it would go...
I know that one.
Oh, you know that
I
one.
Know that one.
But you don't know...
No! What's that about?
I don't know. It was just a fun thing.
I used to get Beanie Babies and stuff.
Right, okay. I don't know.
Maybe
them.
A bit of coloured paper.
I found a guy on TikTok who basically does his own.
Great. That's using, what the world needs, more of this.
Using his voice. Now, I have to admit, watching this on TikTok at 6:15 this morning was really tough.
Oh.
Because I was watching it going, shut up. But I was like, no, this will be good for the show.
I was all talk about this on the radio, yeah.
So what he's done is he sings songs to the... But he doesn't sing the song, he does... So
I'm instantly disgusted.
So I want you to guess the songs. They're not, let's say, spin songs at the moment. They're kind of older.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I want you to basically see if you can spot the song. Are you ready to go?
Yes, okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay, no, I actually like that. That is Snow Patrol Chasing Cars. Wow. How How did I get that?
Very good. If I just lay here. All right, very good. Well done. One out of one.
I like that.
Here we go. Back to Tube Man.
I'm with you. Okay. Is that... Okay, but I don't know if this is what it's called. The Goo Goo Dolls. Iris.
And Iris. Yes.
Oh, there was a lot going on there. Wow.
Do you want to hear a little bit of it again?
Please. I like the way it's like when someone speaks Simish and yes. they are actually doing it with intent because they like repeat the sounds. It's like it's they're not just pulling it out of their arse, like they're making an effort to sound like they're fluent
yes,
in it.
Yes, it's very
good. So I appreciate
good.
That effort.
One more for you?
Yes.
All right.
Well, that's just the original version of that song, and that is Blink 182. I miss you.
I miss you. Where are you?
What's the difference? I'm so sorry. Same, same.
Please do it. Please do it. I miss you by Blink 182.
Whoa, I'm too good at that.
You are very good at that.
New skill unlocked.
Oh, incredible. I did not think that was going to go down as well as Tate
no,
McRae.
No, I've changed my mind.
Is nobody's girl. This is Spin. Nips out for the Grammys. It's Chaperone. The Subway. You're on Spin. We're having David Fiona. Good morning.
But they were painted white, so it doesn't count. It's grand.
I thought she looked
it's
great.
She looked great. It was good.
Wouldn't
the
want to stand in the
you.
Dress.
No.
Jeez.
Oh my painful. God. Hopefully she had a good team around her yes. now to prevent that happening. Shout out to Chapel. A lot more adventurous than my life is at the moment herself.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Imagine no. you coming to work like that.
The nips need to be protected, mine, at the moment, actually. We're going to be a food source soon because I'm having a baby. So no fabric hanging from them for now. So
be the best time to hang fabric from them.
Not ideal. Well, yeah, true. Maybe it would make them more...
Hang your whole washing.
Yeah, true. Well, speaking of washing, that is actually what I've been doing, getting ready for this baby. So like I'm kind of in this period now where the baby's due in like a little bit over a month and I need to start doing nesting. Like
what's
getting stuff, it's like where you're getting stuff ready, like you're getting the baby's room ready, you're getting all your stuff organized,
cool.
you're getting your hospital bag packed for like say if you go into labor, you need to be ready. Get all your have all your stuff. I like went a few weeks ago to Boots to get stuff for my hospital bag and I was so overwhelmed. I just bought two tubes of nipple cream. Primer from Cash Beauty. Very much will not be needing that when I'm in labour, and I left the shop.
Nice.
But now I feel like I'm in a bit of a better situation. I feel okay. like I have stuff
mentally
good. Yeah. And what I've done over the past few days is started washing all the baby's clothes. So you kind
Why?
Of you're meant to wash them like before, just in case. I don't like. I actually got a lot of the clothes on Vinted, to be fair, so I
oh,
would
well,
be
then
washing
you definitely
them anyway.
Need to wash them, yeah.
But even if you buy it in a shop, it's just like their skin is so sensitive. Like their yeah. like everything just needs to be fresh and nice for them.
They sound like a nightmare to me.
Oh my God, there's loads to be doing, and it's not the most exciting task in the world. But I was like, how can I make this a little bit interesting for myself? So as I was washing the clothes, I noticed the repetition of a few certain motifs What's on a, these baby grows, on okay. these sleep suits.
What's a motif?
Themes.
Oh, okay.
Designs.
Okay.
Logos. You know, what's on them. So I thought I'd get you guys involved as well.
Please.
Because I know you're enjoying playing the lotto recently with your friend. Maybe you'd enjoy a bit of a sleep suit sweepstake.
Absolutely.
If you will.
A sleep okay? suit sweepstake.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Where the baby's baby grows.
Right.
So tonight, I will go home and count how many, like what what design features most frequently on the sleep suits. And if you get it right, you win a prize.
Okay, great.
Okay, so you can choose which horse to back.
Horses, I'd say that's one.
There's actually no horse. Okay. But we do have bears.
Bears, yes.
Just okay. Your traditional brown bear.
Yeah, bears are definitely going to
okay, fly. And you can play too, producer Callum, if you wish. Thank no you. Pressure. He said thank you and proceeded to not pick up a pen, so I'm sensing he's not interested.
Go on,
okay,
Tom.
So we've got bears. Next up, we have elephants.
Oh, crap. I think still
just
bears.
Take your time until okay. You hear them all and you can see. Next up, we have koala bears, separate from original bears. We've got ducks, a real classic baby kind of thing. We've got trains.
No.
Child's going to be a bit of a train spotter. We've got hot air balloons. And interestingly, we've got lemons.
Stop.
Yeah. I've got a few lemons, and they were the main kind of...
Do you know the answer?
No, okay, I don't know the answer.
You didn't go onto Vinted and be like, I want the ones that have koalas, I want this one.
No, I just picked ones that I thought looked cute.
Okay.
And then I was like, whoa, there's loads of trains here. Okay, so there's loads of koala bears.
I have to choose which one is the most frequent theme out of all of these. So
and
bears,
you can do
elephants.
Your top three if you want.
Yeah, bears, elephants, koala bears, ducks, trains, hot air balloons and lemons.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to not say lemons.
Okay.
I think I'm going to say bears.
Bears number one.
Ducks.
Then ducks.
And it's a tie between hot air balloon and elephant.
Oh.
I get you.
I'm going to go.
Now, I don't know, so I can't tell you either way. I need to count tonight.
Obviously, we don't know the... I feel like a train... We don't know the gender. Our trains could be more so one gender. So I'm going to say elephants.
Elephants.
Oh, okay.
Elephants three.
Yes.
I think
hot air balloons are too male, I think.
All the modes of transport, you're not selecting. You got your trains, you got your hot air balloons. No. Okay,
so that's
good.
What it is. Bears, ducks and elephants. That's what I think are the most popular.
Bears, ducks, elephants. I think that's
how
good.
How many have you got?
Just for me eyeballing it. I've got a lot because like I've got like a load of newborn and then I've got a load of like 0 to 3 months. So I've got, there's
being
a
prepared. Couple.
Yeah, there's like two clothes horses full.
Right, okay.
So
are we talking 20?
Yeah, I'd say maybe a bit more.
And do you have them for different sizes as the baby gets older?
Yeah. Okay, so I'll check back this tomorrow.
Please.
You say bears one, ducks two, elephants three.
Yeah, that's from what I've seen of babies, that's what they wear.
Yeah, they love bears.
Haven, I run. This is Spin. Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. Yeah, it was all right.
I think I'm the weak link.
No, I think it's me. It's this microphone because Emma's off and I don't have my microphone and it's a different... I don't like it.
Yeah, I think it's just hard without Emma.
It is hard without Emma. I like everything in life.
It really is, right?
It's easier with Emma Nolan in it.
that's my motto.
But unfortunately, she's sick, so fine, whatever. Welcome on into Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. A game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. It's as simple as that. On to play this morning. It's Sarah. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I am good, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad. What are you up to for the day?
I'm actually just going into Pavilions and Swords.
Oh, very good. Doing a bit of shopping?
Just a little bit of browsing.
Oh, very good. Anything that you particularly have your eye out for or just see where the world takes you?
See where the world takes me.
Love it. I like it. That's the attitude you should have when you're going into Pavilions and Swords.
What time does Nando's open?
I've actually never had a Nando's out of here, to be honest.
Nando's? Would you never be a Nando's regular girly?
Oh, absolutely not. No, okay. I'd rather a Five Guys.
Okay, great as well.
Are they in the Pavilions? Five Guys?
Yes, upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Beside Milano's, just in case you didn't know.
Yes,
no,
beside
that's
Milano's.
Good. That's
oh
good.
God,
I have a vision of it now.
Amazing.
Okay.
And, all right, well, you're kind of sorted for breakfast then. all right, so welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. Well, have you heard this game before, Sarah?
Just 2 minutes ago when you said it on air.
Okay.
Oh, wow,
fantastic.
So your first time on the game.
All right, let's go through the rules, Sarah. This is the game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. But if you manage to say a different thing than what I've written down, you win a load of passes to the cinema. I'm going to ask you something like, name any sport played on grass. You're going to hear three beeps. The three beeps sound like this. You answer on the third beep, and if you say football and I have football written down, then you're out. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I've written down. Every single one you get right, you win an IMC Cinema Pass. Five up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. Okay, you listening, you can play along wherever you are right now and let us know how you do. Sarah, are you ready to go?
Yes, let's go.
All right, here we go. With round one, Sarah, don't forget to answer on the third beep. Question one. Okay. Name any superhero.
Princess Fiona.
Yeah.
Princess Fiona in no way, shape or form is a superhero.
Well, you think she needs rescuing and then she pulls out all those kind of karate moves. Remember?
Callum, I'm the biggest fan of Shrek. And she's a princess. She's not a princess. Super.
No, guys.
But no. I'm going to be nice. It's not my game to be nice about, but just say another superhero and we'll let you have that one.
Go on, Sarah. An actual superhero.
Okay, Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Very good.
And I have written down Spider-Man.
It was question one, so we'll let you off, but no more let-offs now.
No more let-offs.
Okay, sorry.
Think Princess Fiona is a superhero in her own right that because she gets true. Bits done. Hey. All right. Whatever. Sarah. Well, whether they like it or not, you have one IMC Cinema Pass in the bag. Woo! Would you like to keep playing for more?
Yes, let's go again.
All right, round two. Sarah, name any letter in the alphabet.
Zed.
Princess Fiona.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. I'm like, answer Princess Fiona for every question.
Do not do that. You will lose all IMC Cinema Passes. All right, you said Zed, and I have written down S.
Close. Well done.
I was going to say,
Were you S for Sarah? Okay,
that's
Sarah,
it. You've
got two IMC Cinema Passes. Do you want to keep playing?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
All right, here we go with round three, Sarah. Best of luck. Name something you'd find in the bathroom.
A shower hose.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
A shower hose. And I have written.
You didn't write that.
A shower.
Yeah, but it's different.
But I said hose.
Yeah, she did say hose. And she also said you didn't have that written down. So what Sarah says, go.
Sarah, you are without a doubt the toughest player I've ever played with.
Sarah, I think you'll bait the head off Dave now in a minute. So I think that is three IMC Cinema Passes for you.
And what are you meant to do with someone who won't play the game correctly? A shower hose. Ridiculous.
I like how you play. For someone who'd never heard the game before. I tell you, shower.
I'm winning here.
Can't argue
good.
With that.
I'm going to get you, Sarah.
Okay, you have three IMC Cinema Passes, Sarah. I would say keep playing. What do you think?
I go on. We'll do one more.
Yeah.
All right, one more. Here we go.
Oh, he's determined
to get you.
I'm
getting you out, Sarah. Here we go.
We'll see.
Round four. It's where we separate the men from the boys, the women from the girls. It gets a little bit tougher. Round four. Name any country beginning with the letter S.
Senegal.
Oh, she's good.
Get this woman off my phone.
That's amazing.
You said Senegal. I have said Switzerland.
Yes. Because I was like, oh, she might say Switzerland. Like, you not say Spain. It's too obvious. Well done, Sarah. You're amazing. Do you want to play for one more cinema pass? You have four now.
Oh, do you know what? No, because I've got four kids, so they're sorted.
What about yourself?
What about you? They can't go unaccompanied.
All right, okay. Right, let's go. You twisted my arm.
Here we go, Sarah. Round five for five IMC Cinema Pass.
Oh, don't make it something really hard.
Name any of the major directions on a compass.
Oh my God, this is a hard one.
North, south, east, or west?
Can I pick northwest?
No, that's as I said, major. North, south, east, or west.
Okay, right, west.
West. For five IMC Cinema Passes, I asked you to name any of the major directions on a compass. You have said west. Have you noticed that every single answer has had a bit of a theme?
S.
Name any superhero, Spider-Man. Name any letter in the alphabet, S. Name any something you find in the shower, or is it the bathroom, a shower. Name any country beginning with the letter S, Switzerland. And I have written down, south.
Yeah! My God.
An absolutely unhinged game of don't say the same
thing. But an absolutely deserving winner if ever there was one.
Congratulations, Sarah. Well deserved. 5 IMC cinema passes on the way to you.
You're off to the cinema with all the kids. You don't have to leave one behind.
Thank God. Although I'd rather do that, to be fair.
Have a great day, Sarah. Good
luck. Bye, Sarah.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Oh my God,
I love that so much. Theme, it was Sarah playing. She was in Swords.
That was amazing,
guys. What the hell,
brilliant. We play at the same time next week. Ray, Where Is My Husband, Spin 103.8. Spin.